What's up? This is Eric Davis. I'm at Comic-Con 2013 with Jamie Foxx, who plays Electro in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Mr. Foxx, so this is your first big superhero movie. Why is The Amazing Spider-Man 2 your first big superhero movie?
Well, I think because of the natural progression of what's been going on in my career with my management. We did Django, and then there was talk about playing a supervillain in Spider-Man, and I said, if it's Electro, look, I know he's from Endicott, New York. I know his father was an accountant. I know his wife was Norma Lynn. I just knew so much about, you know, his character. And I said, if I get a chance to play it, I would love for him to be formidable, meaning that I would love for him to actually be scary. I would want him to be really angry at Spider-Man, so that we would have the audience looking at something that's epic. And so it was just all a natural progression, and it just really felt good.
You know, during the making of this movie, they announced two more Spider-Man movies, like as if they're opening up a larger universe. And I know the first villain in the first movie, they kind of didn't kill him off. So I'm curious to know whether or not you're going to be sticking around for a little while.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. Electricity, you don't really kill electricity. It just goes to another place. You can shut it off, but it's still somewhere. So, look, I'm just happy and humbled to be in this one and to, you know, hopefully do right by the fans, you know, making Electro someone who has different sides. Like when you see Max Dillon as, you know, sort of the nerd, sort of the guy who's in the shadows, I wanted people to feel for him, you know, so that when he does turn into Electro, there's a little bit of you want to root for him. So it's just, you know, whether he comes back again in another film, you know, so be it.
What's more fun for you, playing the hero or the villain?
I would say the villain. And even if I played a hero, I would want to have some edge, you know? So playing a villain is always better because you don't have to worry about coloring inside the lines. You could be whatever. Your suit ain't got to fit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be as in shape. You just got to be menacing.
What is something that you did? Like, what's the coolest thing you did on this movie?
On this movie, the coolest thing is flying on the wires and like doing flips into this big pad, which is gonna make me look like I'm floating in the air and everything like that. So doing those little tricks and everything was really, really cool.
You know, I'm someone who, you know, I look back at your career and I'm just as much of a fan of Booty Call as I am Django in a lot of ways. Like, so do you celebrate those early roles? Because in some ways I feel like you were a different actor back then.
Listen, you have to celebrate Booty Call. Even when I was in Booty Call, man, I was saying to myself, listen, I may never do another movie, but I'm going to try to get all I can out of this. And Booty Call was like, look, man, I remember people was knocking it when it first came out, but it was like, man, I was trying to get on, you know. And so you use those moments and don't ever forget those types of films, because we could do Booty Call too. We could do it where it's like, oh, now they're 45 years old, now they done broke up with their girl, now they got to try it, they get back out there again. So, you know.
So we're championing a Booty Call franchise right now, right?
Exactly,
here.
Booty Called. But, you know, all of those steps, man, make you who you are, you know, so you need all of those steps, man. And so things like Booty Call, man, are celebrated.
What's one thing or who or what haven't you played yet that you're like, I need to do this still?
It's a couple of them. Spawn is one, yeah, and Mike Tyson. Those are two roles that I would just love to, you know, get down with.
Are you, like, planning them or trying?
Aggressively pursuing that. When I saw the Mike Tyson story on this documentary, I was just like, man, if I could get that dude to let me tell that story, it'd be amazing.
And you're doing Annie, I think, right? And so how are you preparing for that? How's that going to be different from what we've already seen?
Well, you know, they're doing it 2014-2015 style. It's a more updated. Daddy Warbucks is now going to be called Stax. So it's interesting because they're getting like Jay-Z involved, Pharrell involved, making it a little hipper, using 8 of the original songs, but also creating 4 new songs for the franchise. So I think it's really going to land nice. And the young lady from Beast of the Southern Wild, the little young girl, who's going to be in it. So, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Are you writing your own music? Are you going to be doing
it? We'll have a hand in it. You know, we'll have a hand in writing some of the music. So I'm looking forward to that.
What's your favorite? I know you were here at Comic-Con last year, and I'm asking everybody what, like, their favorite part of Comic-Con is. So, like, I mean, what do you take away when you leave, like, a place like
that? Well, to be honest with you, you know, I grew up in, I went to college in San Diego, so I've watched this sort of, you know, grow and grow. But just watching the fans, man, watching it, I was just on the street just a minute ago taking pictures of She-Hulk. And when you get a chance to walk out amongst everybody, put on a costume, like my daughter has a Spider-Man costume, we got a mask and stuff. The energy of people, just all in one place, all about, you know, the craft, the movies, the superheroes, the villains. Oh, that's great. Quentin Tarantino showed me something fantastic last year when he says, listen, I know your crowd may be on the hip-hop side, but this, watch this. And he went out and it was just amazing. And it's just, you know, it's just great to be back.
Now, I imagine you watched the first Amazing Spider-Man in preparation. So what's something that they're bringing to this film that maybe wasn't in the first film, do you feel?
I tell you what it is. Andrew Garfield is really dialed in right now. You know, he's really that guy. Dane DeHaan, man, watch out for that kid. That kid is like the young Leonardo DiCaprio / William Dafoe.
MTV was saying this morning that you guys have a little bromance going on.
Listen, all I can tell you is that, you know, I don't know about all that, but but I can tell you this, that dude is something to deal with. And I think that's what makes the movie better is because of the actors. Like, these actors could do a big film like this, but then go do a serious art house drama and still compel you. So when you have that type of chemistry and energy, that's what's going to be different about it. You got people that can actually, without swinging on a web and shooting it and an explosion, Andrew Garfield, Dane DeHaan, can really bring the heat just as actors. So that's what's going to be different.
I heard you guys terrorize New York a little bit to Times Square. I heard this. Mark was telling me yesterday you guys kind of wreak havoc over there.
Yeah. It was a little fighting going on over there. Some lights was getting knocked out. But that's what's cool, man. I mean, to be able to live in a make-believe world where you can go to where you can square off in Times Square and make it happen.
Did they give you a lot of room to kind of explore this character and kind of create him the way you did, his voice and all that stuff?
Yeah, really did. And that's what's great about Mark. He allowed us to bring our stuff with us. And then if it was too much, you know, he would, you know, hey, this is too much here. But bringing the ideas was the biggest thing. Like, even allowing us to lock off the camera and do certain things for Electro just to get him going. Like, at one point he was like, itsy bitsy spider went up the wider spout, down came Electro and wiped the spider out. So those types of things are those tailor-made old school super villain type moments. So he was open to that, and I think it's going to make all the difference.
Awesome. You know, my last question, everybody always wants to see the big Marvel team up. They want to see Spider-Man and Electro with the Avengers and stuff. You think we'll ever see something like that?
I don't know. You know, I mean, it would be great to see something like that. I don't know what they'll say, but right now, you know, I'm happy with this. And it was, you know, of course, you know, Electro was always tempted by the Sinister Six, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sinister Six, I think is, are we going to see the Sinister Six?
I don't know, but I just know that me taking myself away from it, I would love to see something like that. You know, that would make it like, okay, the big guys are coming to play.
Mr. Fox, you're a powerful man. I'm sure you'll make it happen one day.
Man, I hope so. All right, baby.